We made this.
Zen here. This is our special Fight the Future Minute podcast. I'm your host, Marlene Stemme. You're listening to our coverage of Minute 97 of the X-Files Fight the Future. This minute begins at 96 minutes with Mulder, having just found Scully, banging his flashlight on the glass encasement of her cryopod. It ends at 96 minutes and 59 seconds with Mulder holding the syringe he's about to fill with the vaccine for Scully. To discuss this minute, I am joined by X-Cast patron Cortland Waters Bartley. Welcome to Fight the Future Minute, Cortland.
Hey, Marlene.
Hey, when we last saw Mulder, he had just found Scully's cryopod in the alien corridor and was banging his flashlight on the glass of the cryopod just at the level of her face. And so he's looking at her eyes and at her open mouth that has a tube in her throat, and then he starts banging the flashlight at her face. And that always concerns me that he's hitting at the face level. And then they switch to a scene of a snowplow approaching the Arctic base station. And CSM, Cigarette Smoking Man, enters the station and says, "Secure the station. I want everyone else down below. If you're not armed, arm yourselves. We may have a breach." So he knows, I guess, that Mulder or somebody is there. Is that what you took from that?
Yeah. So the more I thought about this particular scene where the Cigarette Smoking Man is arriving here at the station, the more I thought it was just a little bit weird, because what is he doing there? Did he come with Scully, maybe? I don't know. But he seems to just now be arriving. Or I don't, maybe he was off on, I don't know, somewhere else in Antarctica for a little while, and now he's back. But I guess also it's part of the mystery of the Cigarette Smoking Man. What exactly is his job? I don't know. But he seems like he might be in charge here at this station, at least for the moment. The more I thought about this one, where he's here and sort of taking charge, the more I thought it was a little strange. And then also, he knows that it's Mulder at the place or at the ship, but seems to be preparing for, like, war, maybe.
Right. That's a great point. Because he's saying, like, arm yourselves. And you should know from his past experience that they don't really need to arm themselves against Mulder.
No.
If he knows that it's Mulder that's there. But that's an interesting point, too, about the Cigarette Smoking Man just showing up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's part of his... I mean, again, who knows? We're just speculating about what his role is. Maybe his job is to go, you know, he has to go visit all of the sites periodically. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Some kind of site inspector.
He has a schedule that we've never seen with the abduction sites and experiments listed.
Every time Mulder and Scully are investigating a monster of the week, he's actually just visiting a different alien site. Like,
that's it.
Going place to place. I don't know. Maybe. It's just an odd, unclear to me. What is he doing there exactly? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point. But Mulder clearly, when he saw in a previous minute, he saw him, Cigarette Smoking Man, going, arriving. So he knew he was in the right place. So...
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Mulder. Mulder is running around the corner to Scully's travel pod, I guess, where he found her clothes and her cross in the last minute. And he removes the oxygen tank from the container and returns to her cryopod and starts banging the oxygen tank on the cryopod, also at the level of her face, just as he did with the flashlight. The whole structure is glass. I don't really understand why he is hitting at the face level, but I guess he's just not thinking. He's just trying to get her out as fast as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it is a risk, certainly.
Right.
It's a risk of maybe going too far and giving Scully a black eye while he's rescuing her. But I guess could be worse. Could be turning into an alien. Like,
right.
Alien takeover versus black eye, I
broken
guess.
facial features, right? No, yeah, I get it. It's very Mulder as well, just to kind of go in like guns blazing and so forth and not think about
Didn't think
the
about it, no.
repercussions. So he's more successful this time. The glass breaks and the liquid rushes out. And the sound of the liquid rushing out, I think, is very effective. It just sounds very liquidy. Like you get a sense that there's like, it's just not overwhelming, but there's a lot of liquid. So
Yeah,
we'll
and
see
I
that.
do because this is the kind of thing that I think about. I just do want to point out that in returning to the travel pod, he did have an opportunity to pick up some clothes. I don't, maybe he hasn't
Right.
realized he needs them yet. I don't know, but he did not. He again,
No.
but he was focused at that point on rescuing her, getting her out of the
Yeah.
tank. So I guess we'll give him a pass.
That's true, because he did pick up her cross the first time, but not the
Yeah,
clothes. And I
right.
can imagine the first time that he just didn't even think about the clothes,
Right. He
because he didn't know
assumed she
where or
had clothes
how,
wherever she was.
or right, and took the cross. And then the second time, he's focused on getting her out. And then maybe it'd be hard to get her in her clothes, her little suit in that condition. Perhaps
True.
that's it
That's
too.
true. This is
So,
true.
but he could
I
have
just
taken
always
them.
think you didn't even grab, I don't know. Like there's probably underwear or I don't know, her
Like
own
even a
shoes.
jacket that would
Yeah,
have gone
even her
on,
coat. Yeah, even a
right?
jacket would have been fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just always think, well, I mean, again, that was clearly not his focus. He was just
Right.
concerned with breaking the glass and getting her out of there. But
Yeah. I did read that they had to create the special effects people had to create basically like a nude version of Scully that was a like a prop, and it was made from a casting of Gillian Anderson's head and then a double's body. So it's not really her in there. No, I wouldn't
yeah,
think it would be,
I heard
but
that as
yeah.
well. Yeah, that whole scene where she's in the, they kind of show different shots of her like in the tank and that it's a mix of like a cast that she was in a water tank. They had the, but that also there was a double and like a cast or mold or whatever.
Right.
That it was kind of both of all of those things, I guess.
Put together. So we cut again to the men running around the base station, and they're ordering each other to go when they're evacuating. And I believe that you and I had talked about the cutting back and forth between the two scenes with the sort of the rescue sequence, or what is to be the rescue sequence, and the evacuation sequence, as sort of switching the activity back and forth, giving it a little bit more of like a heightened effect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's what it, I mean, I think where Mulder is and where Scully is, where they are in that hallway, it's relatively quiet. I mean, it's very still. Nothing has really gone awry at this point. Are they evacuating or are they just arming themselves? Whenever I hear the phrase arm yourself, that I only hear it in the cigarette smoking man's voice.
That's true.
That's one of those lines for me. But
Maybe they're just running at this point, because he hasn't yet given her the vaccine. So they're not, and maybe they're not evacuating. They're
Right.
just running around.
They're just, in my mind, they're always at this point just apparently preparing to stop Mulder or find Mulder or something because he has intruded. He's
Yeah.
the intruder.
Maybe I think about evacuation because those scenes when he comes in always remind me of the evacuation scenes in The Empire Strikes Back from the start of that movie.
I can
So,
totally see that.
yeah, so I jumped the gun on the evacuation part.
I did notice, I've been watching, as I've been taking notes and stuff, I've been watching on my Amazon version. And you know, I don't know if you know, but it has this little feature. It's called X-ray that it like will pop up and tell you like the different people in the scene. And Michael Wiles, who he's an the actor that plays the black-haired man in earlier minutes and apparently in other episode in another episode of the X-Files, which I did not know until I was recording a previous minute of this podcast. He gets a credit in this scene. He's apparently also in the base or station or whatever this is. I as far as I could tell, he doesn't have any significant lines or anything, but he does show back up. He made it out of Dallas and is in fact here in
In the
Antarctica.
station. Yeah, that is interesting. I
Yeah.
feel like there are a lot of details like that that I've overlooked as many times as I've looked at it. Just like characters that are coming back, because we don't necessarily know what their roles are. So it's interesting that
No.
they have that consistency.
And I'm not that good. Like I'm not that good at recognizing the people in the scene. You know, like I would have never noticed that he was also in an earlier, that this guy
Right.
running around the station was also in a earlier scene, if
Yeah.
Amazon hadn't told me.
That's really helpful.
So.
I don't have Fight the Future from Amazon, but there's another movie that I have that I've noticed that where you can kind of like roll through with it and see behind the
Yeah.
scenes things and see information about the actors.
Anyway, I just
So
thought
I
that
might
was
be doing
really,
that.
as far as I can tell, he doesn't play any sort of pivotal role in this moment. He's just, again, arming himself per his
Right.
orders, but he is there. So.
Interesting. Okay, so we cut back to Mulder and liquid's pouring out of the cryopod. Again, like more of that rich liquid sound pouring out of the cryopod past the level of Scully's face. And then Mulder's pulling the remainder of the glass away from Scully as the container drains. And then we see one frame of Mulder pulling away the glass that's shot from Scully's vantage point, which I thought was interesting.
I really liked that actually. I noticed that this time around that it does strangely switch to inside the tank to hit for him, pulling that glass out. And I really liked that shot actually. I like thinking about what this must be like for Scully though, and wondering what in the world she could possibly remember about this moment. But yeah, so many things about what her experience must be. Because again, he broke the glass up so high, she's probably still standing in several feet of water.
Oh, sure. It's still draining out.
Yeah, not great. But yeah, I do like that shot of him pulling the glass
And
out.
it makes me wonder like how conscious she is, because the vaccine hasn't been administered yet, but I just wonder like how aware she is of anything that's going on. And that
Yeah.
shot kind of makes me wonder like maybe she had some idea that he was there.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I think that I'm pretty sure it's that first shot where all the water drains away, or maybe the second shot of that, it's her face and she's not moving or blinking at all. And I think that's like really good. Like,
I do
whoa, she
too.
is like, he just broke that glass again right in her face. Nothing.
No response.
No, not even a blink at that point. And I think that that's really well done.
Yeah. I do too. And I noted that you just see her with this tube stuck down her throat, this very gelatinous looking tube stuck down her throat. And she looks like she needs to breathe, even though she still has the tube down her throat. But I think it's just because she looks so unnatural, being just her eyes are wide and she's not
Yeah.
moving.
Oof.
Okay, so at that point, Mulder looks away from Scully and removes the small pouch with the vial of vaccine and the syringe, which, may I say, I am surprised, like not X-Files surprised, but real life surprised, made it through his tumble through the caverns earlier, but
Me
it
too.
did,
Every
so.
time I think, wow. That is a very sturdy vial.
And then as the minute ends, Mulder is about to fill the syringe.
It really bothers me that he uses his mouth to uncap.
Yeah, I notice it. I understand that it makes sense. Like we're working with limited resources here, but he does. He holds it in his mouth the whole time.
Think it's a weird, I mean, it's
Yeah,
a
I don't
very
know.
Mulder kind of thing to do. I mean,
But you can do it with one hand, though.
I
Like you can
know.
take off the cap and hold the thing, yeah, with one
Yeah,
hand and
I
everything is
just
in your
always, I'm
mouth.
like, Mulder, get that out of your mouth. Once again, quit putting your mouth on stuff.
Right. Well, he's gonna have it in there when we
Yep.
join him for the next minute.
Okay.
So that's all for this Fight the Future minute. We will be back next time for minute 98, for which I will once again be joined by Cortland. In the meantime, where can our listeners follow you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. If you just search for my name, Cortlan, I'm sure you'll find me.
Okay, and I'm on Twitter at Marlene MHS and on Facebook in the XCast Basement Group. So until next time, trust no one.
Elsewhere, and we made this. Life's milestones.
Whenever it was that there was that census where there was the campaign to try and get everybody to say that their religion was Jedi.
Oh, I remember it well. I think I did put Jedi, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I was adamant that I really wanted to put that down because it aligns a lot more with my beliefs than anything else. You know, Star Wars has always been there for me. But yeah, that's when my mum was saying, "No, we had you christened," and I ended up losing that one. And then when I lived on my own for a later census, I just, by that point, just put non-religious.
I'm in a band podcast.
Flaming Lips did a gig and they were all in bubbles. sort of the whole band. You know them big bubbles you get that you play football in? Mm. The whole band were in them, and all the people in the crowd were in one of them.
I'd go into the gig with a pin and fucking ruin everyone's evening.
I think you need a big pin.
Then you have to get out of your bubble first with your pin. They're going to see you.
But you have a bubble with a pin on it. Or what? Like, yeah, but you're like a sea urchin just going around causing chaos.
Rolling around.
Could you have a fag in them?
I suppose you could, get your own bubble, innit?
Frame to frame. So, Sean, have you got anything further you wanted to say on the two films that we've looked at this week?
I think they're both overlooked gems, and anyone who hasn't seen them needs to go and check them out pronto. Enough said.
I agree with you. We could have also called the theme for this week Nerdy White Guy Tries to Find Love.
But are you having a go at me there?
No, I'm just saying.
Because I bore my heart when talking about The Way Way Back, I thought you were having a pop at me there.
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying that that's what we could have called the theme for this week.
I mean, we could have done. It could have been like, you know, podcaster recalls painful memory of riding bike in front of girl.
Check out all of these shows and more on the We Made This Podcast Network.